This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone today with Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido. And the two men reportedly committed themselves to staying in regular communication and to work toward rebuilding U.S.-Venezuelan ties. And as Mike Gracia reports, embattled President Nicolas Maduro appears to be edging closer to talks with the opposition.
A week into street demonstrations in Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro has told a state-owned Russian news agency he's open to talks with the opposition. Maduro said other countries could mediate, mentioning Mexico, Uruguay, Bolivia, the Vatican, and Russia as possible candidates. But after meeting with U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Venezuelan opposition envoy Carlos Vecchio said,
"We want to end the usurpation of power of Nicolas Maduro, setting a transitional government and calling for a new election."
And Senator Marco Rubio minced no words.
Maduro's criminal organization, because it is akin to a mafia family, they are terrorists.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Much of the United States is in the grip of Arctic cold. One of the hardest hit cities is Chicago, where utility crew safety has become an issue. ComEd spokesman Fidel Marquez says the company is doubling up its emergency workforce to prevent injuries from exposure.
Being out in this weather stresses the crews. It's dangerous for them. So they'll do a piece of the work, go warm up, and while they're warming up, the other crews takes over and does that work.
Officials say temperatures were below freezing in 85% of the continental U.S. on Wednesday. It is some of the coldest weather in the nation's history. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte says 47 migrants are being allowed into Italy because other nations have volunteered to share the burden of their migration. He named Germany, France, Portugal, Romania, and Malta. The German aid group Sea-Watch rescued the migrants off the coast of Libya. For news anytime, you can log on to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. House and Senate conferees met for the first time today, charged with producing a spending bill that avoids another partial government shutdown. We have a report from Sagar Magani at the White House.
The first bipartisan meeting came hours after the president tweeted lawmakers would be wasting their time unless they're considering wall funding.
Smart border security is not overly reliant on physical barriers.
Congresswoman Nita Lowey suggesting Democrats are not ruling out paying for barriers, but would only do it on a limited basis. She says they'll also offer more money for border security. Members from both parties are suggesting flexibility.
We've got differences, but we can bridge these differences.
GOP Senator Richard Shelby calling it a good start as a funding deadline looms in mid-February. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a non-move investors appreciated, the Federal Reserve said today it is keeping its key interest rate unchanged and suggests that could last well into the coming months. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
In this environment, we believe we can best support the economy by being patient in evaluating the outlook before making any future adjustment to policy.
The Fed announcement had an immediate upward effect on Wall Street late today. The U.S. government has wound up its case against accused drug kingpin El Chapo Guzman with what is being described as a powerful closing argument. Here is Warren Levinson with our report.
Federal prosecutor Andrea Goldfarb described Joaquin Guzman as the head of a brutal 20-year campaign to flood the United States with cocaine and crush his drug trafficking rivals. Her summation came as the three-month-old trial of the alleged drug kingpin El Chapo neared a close. If jurors had any doubt about what Guzman was up to, Goldfarb told the panel in Brooklyn, they should look at how he acted. If he was innocent, why the hideouts and the tunnels and the bodyguards and the spyware used on his wife and two girlfriends? The defense says the case is built on the testimony of liars angling for reduced sentences. Warren Levinson, New York.
British and European Union negotiators Wednesday offered familiar, opposing views on Britain's scheduled EU exit. This after British lawmakers gave Prime Minister Theresa May what she called a mandate to seek changes to the country's withdrawal agreement. But EU head Jean-Claude Juncker warns, while he remains optimistic, Britain needs to accept that the Brexit deal on the table is the only one available. Official EU exit date for Britain, March 29th. Afghan government officials tell VOA its special forces earlier this week freed dozens from Taliban captivity in southeastern Ghazni province. A member of the Afghan Special Operations Corps said Afghan service members and three civilians were among those rescued. Gene Randall, VOA News.